Jackie Reed, it's your time to shine as we go inside her story.
Thank you, Skip. Hey, ladies, 2015 is almost here. And for many of us, that means that this is the year we get our act together when it comes to our health and fitness. And this could be the year that many of us run our first marathons. To help with all of that is fitness expert Jasmine Graham. She is a certified running coach and the owner of her own boutique fitness studio in New York, Pace for Success. She's also my personal trainer and actually helped me train for the New York Marathon. And I'm training for another marathon in the future. Good morning, Jazz.
Good morning. How are you?
Really well. Okay, so we're going to help folks out. If you're preparing to really get it together in 2015, how do you get started if you've never really worked out or you just haven't worked out in a long, long, long time?
Well, I'd say the first thing you'd want to do is definitely start by walking. You need to just get out there and start moving, and most definitely either join some type of running group like a Black Girls Run or join a program like what I have for, you know, to get runners started. And definitely get someone else to do it with you, because there's nothing like accountability. It's hard to get started on your own.
What if you're really, really busy, like many of us are? You know, you've got kids, or maybe you have a busy work schedule, maybe you're working multiple jobs, and you're exhausted. You know, you just can't find the time. How do you make the time that you do have count?
Okay, so what I suggest that you do for that is making the time count is either you can join a gym, let's say, where you can at least get out for like 30 minutes to get on the treadmill, to just get out there and start moving, or you have to find the time. Pick one day, pick 2 days where you can, again, meet someone. And whether it's bright and early in the morning or as soon as you come home from work, it's definitely getting someone to be on your team and to definitely help you when you need to get out. It's hard to do it on your own.
Well, if you don't have a lot of time, what's more important, cardio or strength training? If you had to choose between
That's the question. That's always the question. Actually, strength training, because in the end of the day, muscle will definitely destroy fat. So if you have 20 minutes, I'd rather you did more of a conditioning with some squats, lunges, push-ups, my favorite, burpees, that kind of combination, exactly, where you did a mix of both strength and cardio mixed together.
Now, what's
the burpee?
Oh, it's the best exercise known to man.
Oh, hate burpees.
The best exercise known to man or woman. It's what we used to call back in the day, it used to be called a squat thrust.
Uh-huh.
Where you jump up, hit the floor with your hands, go into that push-up position, then you hit the floor, and you jump back up.
Did somebody just do that? Did Skip just try? Okay.
Did Skip just
Jazz nor I have anything to do with that.
We're not all in the same room, but
we can
hear pain. We know pain.
Yeah, we know pain.
All right.
So Jazz, we're going to hope Skip is okay. We're going to move on to marathon because, you know, you trained me for the New York Marathon, and I really was skeptical that I could do it. Can anybody in relatively good health run a full marathon, you know, 26 miles?
Yes, they could totally do your 26.2 or your 13.1 if they want to do a half. It's just a matter of making the commitment to get it done. If you can get out there and run 3 times a week and at least strength train 1 to 2, you're on your way. I mean, for me training people, I would prefer that you're able to run 4 days a week, and one of those would be a long run, a recovery run, some type of speed work, and then another day of just getting time on your feet. But definitely strength training. You've got to strength train when you're running.
Can you Skype train somebody? Somebody that's in a different state?
Sure, absolutely. I actually do that now. I train people like all over the country. And you can definitely, like, I send out videos about proper running form and that type of thing. And then I send them exercises that they can do also for their strength training.
I want to do that. I have always wanted to do a marathon.
You have?
You would do it, Jay.
Yeah, I walked it, half of a marathon, 12 miles. It was the hardest thing ever. But we didn't prepare. We just got.
Exactly. I was just going to ask you that.
Walking, and it was, like, unbelievably hard. But I would love to run a marathon. Was it 20?
Well, okay, a half marathon is 13.1, which is like half marathon crazy now. Everybody's doing half marathons. And a marathon is 26.2.
Why do they make it 26? Why not 25? Call it.
It just is what it is, Jay. But you can do it. Come on, Jay. You can do it. But Jazzy, why is strength training so important when it comes to running a marathon? Because you had us do a lot of strength training, a lot of burpees. But why? How does that help you finish the race strong?
Because, you know, it's so important for you to do the strength training, because if you think about it, you're putting three times your body weight with every step, right? So right away, people are going to have issues with their knees and their lower extremities. So it's really important that you train your lower extremities and your core, because you always want to be running upright and strong. I always tell my guys to run tall. So back in the day, it just used to be, if you want to run long, you just have to keep running. And now we've realized so that you don't have injuries, because a lot of people get injuries. Not everyone's built to run 5 to 6 times a week, you know? So that's why it's important now that we've learned, if you pull back on the running a little bit, but add the strength training, you become a well-rounded athlete.
Jay, you ready? You going to do this?
I'm thinking about it.
Listen, we have the TJMS has a big cruise coming up in April 11th. Do you think if somebody started now that they could be in, like, the best shape ever in that short amount of time? Because a lot of folks, a lot of ladies, you know, want to get on that cruise and be in their best shape. And men, too.
Well, okay. So
can you make a big difference in 4 months?
Yes, you can totally make a big difference in 4 months, but the important thing is you have to commit. It has to be important enough to you that you have to commit to a program, whatever that program is. If it's getting out to walk 3 times a week and do strength training once, getting to the gym, you have to commit to it, because it's not like it's not going to happen on its own. Right. You know what I mean? You've got to put the work in. And I believe in a short workout. That could be like 20 minutes, 25 minutes a day.
Oh, is that what we're going to start doing in 2015 when we work out? A short workout, Jazzy?
No, that's never happening, Jackie.
Can you help a radio guy who's falling out of a chair? You got anything for that?
Yeah. I was trying to do that burpee thing that Jasmine was talking about.
Jazz, where can we find you on websites and social media? Give us a quick...
You can find me on www.pace, like running pace, the number 4success.com, on Facebook, Jazz Graham, J-A-Z Graham, on Instagram, Pace, the number 4success, and on Twitter, Pace4Success.
Okay, and you can find her view on my social media,
Jackie,
too. Yeah, it's all over my social media. we post training videos. We got to put some new ones up there.
Hey,
she's a great coach, but she's tough. She's
Jasmine,
nice but tough.
Thank you so much. And
thank you for having me.
Thank you, Jazzy.
Skip, this is radio. Just say you did it.
Oh my God.
Well, I'm trying to be fine by Monday. Trying to be fine by Monday.
One burpee will not do it.
You need like 10.
All right, happy New Year, Jasmine.
Thanks, Jazz.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you. Okay.